to lead us off right now, Jordan, I believe you have a pretty big announcement.
Yeah, I'm gonna check something off the bucket list. I'm announcing right now my candidacy for President of the United States 2020.
Wow. Jordan Fox.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom.
We want you to know, listeners, you're getting in on the ground floor.
That's
Jordan
right.
Fox is the real deal.
So Jordan, naturally, this brings a lot of questions.
Yeah, people want to know.
Yep.
A lot of suggestions. You're running with a third party. What is the name of the party?
Of course.
Who are you running with?
Well, it's going to be a new party.
Oh, nice.
We're not going with something that already exists. To make a new one. And people give me some good ideas, a lot out there, but I think the one that I like the best is the People's Elbow. You probably don't know what this is.
No, I certainly don't, but Dave was laughing like it was great, so probably action hero related?
Close, yeah, pretty close. So there was a professional wrestler, goes by the name of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No!
You know who that is? One of his finishing moves is called the People's Elbow. And you don't come back from that. It's very elaborate. There's a lot that goes into it. But basically, what happens is The Rock will incapacitate his opponent, leave him lying in the middle of the mat on his back. He will then do some flail about a little bit. He'll stare up into the crowd, spread his feet about shoulder width, put his arms out, and just look up into the crowd and stomp. And then stomp his foot. And usually, sometimes he'll kick the arm of the person over. So it's out of the way, and everybody knows what's coming. Then he raises his right arm in the air, grabs his elbow pad, slowly peels it off, and then throws it into the crowd, and everybody knows what's coming. The People's Elbow.
This is like the perfect analogy for campaigning, really is.
Oh, yeah. He bounces off one rope, hops over his opponent, bounces off the other rope, comes back, stops, turns over, and he does a little shimmy with his arms, and then, boom, elbow drop right on the chest. Usually the person will fly up in the air and flop like a fish. Devastating.
Is that like it kills the other wrestler, right? Like they're done. Like that's it, right?
Their heart does, they have done studies on this, and their heart does actually stop for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. But the force after they come down from, they receive the elbow, the heart stops, the body naturally jumps up like a salmon, like a fish in the air. The force of when that body hits again restarts the heart.
I feel like my heart just stopped a little bit hearing the description.
Yeah. So I feel like if you haven't seen The People's Elbow, look it up on YouTube. There's plenty of compilation videos of the best of The People's Elbow. It's and I think that's, you know, what better name for a political party than that?
Is this some kind of hint towards who you're running may possibly be?
Hey, you know what? I think he's got more important things to do.
Jeez.
He's probably got more important things to do, but I will obviously be seeking and obtaining his endorsement.
Department of Homeland Security. He might be in Jordan's cabinet.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I was going to say, I heard focus groups came back with a couple of rejected finalists for the party name. You want to just run through a couple of those and let us know what the People's Party almost became?
Sure. We've got the Robots of Dawn.
Oh, nice one. Classic.
A little too scary. They're a little too Skynet for me.
Yeah, a little Elon Musk-y.
Yeah, we got Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, classic McCartney Jackson track.
It's true.
We talk about racial policies a lot in that.
But the only problem with that is I don't fit cleanly into either of those categories. So that's a little problem. The Justice League, that was a short runner-up. People know what that is.
Some copyright issues, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would definitely
the culture club.
I would definitely buy season tickets.
The culture club.
Oh, nice.
Like that one, you know, some references there.
Get yourself injected into the culture wars right there.
Yeah, tell you what. Yeah, totally. Then people suggested the Communist Party.
Oh, yeah, original.
Got a good platform.
That's actually a pre-existing party, so that we couldn't use that one.
MRSA, MRSA? Tell me more about this one. This was kind of the one I was hoping you'd go with.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but that is one of the most dangerous infections, my understanding, Dave. Is that correct?
Very difficult to stop. Once it's in your leg, it's going to stay there.
But, you know, most politicians want their message to go viral, and I think that's pretty good, right?
It is pretty good, although, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that a virus that causes that? Isn't that a...
That's a bacteria.
It's a bacteria.
Hey, but you know what? Leave that for PolitiFact, guys. We don't need to hash that out here.
Yeah. Well, as we get to later, one of the things That is very important, is those kinds of pedantic facts.
Yeah, well, that's part of your platform. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's true. Let's be accurate if we're going to say things. You know what I mean?
So the other burning question we had, Dave hinted at this. Do you have a short list of running mates that you're considering here for the 2020 run?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I've got a short list. Top of that list, Lawyer Mike. He's in the OTC Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Definitely qualified.
Big friend of the podcast.
I think he would be, he would help me there. Being from Florida, he'd help me in the South, where I probably wouldn't be very popular. So, you know, that would
dark.
Be good. A little too dark. So he'd help me with that. I think he could help me with the evangelical Christian group, you know, since he's a Christian rapper.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that could be a powerhouse if we could agree on platforms.
Basketball fans and women, I think, are big constituents that are into Lawyer Mike.
Yeah.
Just women another generally.
Another person I've been considering for basketball fans is Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, he's
everybody
got three.
Shaq.
I think he's got three postgraduate degrees.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he's Dr. Shaq. Actually, we should say Dr. Shaquille O'Neal. We could use his kind of experience and just, you know, physical presence, I think, would be useful.
Yeah. Also a rapper. Staying true to your hip-hop roots.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, Vin Diesel. The only question is he's probably, just like The Rock, he's got a lot of things going on. I don't know that he's got time for it. Then I got a couple women, too, that I think would be great for the job. Barbara Walters.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably interviewed every president for, I don't know how many, lots of them. And, of course, the big one, if I could get this person, I think it's a guarantee win. Those odds go from 5,000 probably, you know, 5-1. Then that's Oprah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Judy Garland.
Oh, no. Oprah. If I get Oprah,
we're
win.
Huge fans of Oprah on this podcast. You've already got my vote pledged to you.
Yeah.
If you get Oprah.
I mean, there's no question. In fact, if I started running for president and got Oprah as my vice president and she came to me and said, hey, you know what? Why don't you be my vice president? I'd probably just say, you know, yeah. You're right.
What about the talks I've heard that you've been in with Paul Walker's brother? What is that? Is that vice president talks, cabinet? What are you thinking?
This is cabinet, and I'm actually thinking both brothers.
Oh, wow.
Probably, you know, for a shared position, since it'd be good, you know, Department of Interior, something like that. Take care of the parks, you know. We need racetracks. I think instead of these freeways, we need to have interstate racetracks. It'd be a lot faster to get from here to there.
One of the potential running mates was an object rather than a person. Could you explain that one?
Are you talking about RoboCop?
No, Hollywood Duvet. Is that a person?
Oh, that is a person. Yeah.
Huh.
It's technically a fake person.
Oh, cool. Tell me more.
So when we were in BYU, we had a friend, Tyler Kobabe, the president of the Student Body Association at BYU. It's kind of a joke because, you know, there might be like 5 or 6 candidates that start running, but by the end of the race, all of them have been disqualified for technical reasons, except for the person that whoever runs that wants to be the student body president. So it's hilarious. So it happens every year. So we thought it would be hilarious if we ran a shadow campaign, a fake campaign for a fake person whose name was Hollywood Duvet.
Hey, well, if they can survive the very severe vetting for the BYU political procedure, I imagine there's no reporter on earth that could dig up disqualifying dirt on them for the VP race.
Yeah. So I think it would be pretty cool to have a VP that actually didn't exist or was an amalgam of people.
And that had a pass to BYU student government, because you know they're going to be an effective national leader then.
Definitely. They're not going to ask any questions.
That's what you need in a vice president.
That's right. You need an attack dog, somebody who's going to go out there and say the things you can't say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Jordan, I think we've been having a fun time so far, but our listeners are going to want to know, like, what do you stand for?
Yeah, they care about the issues.
Good
question.
They
care about the issues.
Throw out some things that are important to you.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. I'm going to give you the 10-second, 5-second pitch, and you tell me up or down, you know? What do you think? So the big thing when I ran for student body president in elementary school and lost, the thing that the kid that won said was that he was going to put soda in all the drinking fountains. So I'm like, hey, that's a pretty good idea. Soda, maybe Kool-Aid. I don't know. What do you guys think?
First question, what kind of soda? What are you thinking? Or are we just had different sodas all over?
You know that Coke machine that you can pick any kind of soda you want and add in your extra flavors?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that's what we have.
Done. I'm
but
in.
It just comes out like a drinking fountain.
I'm a thumbs down on this one, Jordan. You had me interested when you mentioned Kool-Aid, but I just can't go for the carbonation. It makes me burp. It hurts my nose.
You can choose still water. That's still an option. Water.
Then, yes.
It's still
thumbs.
There.
Sure.
Powerade. Yeah.
Oh, Gatorade. Powerade. You didn't tell me you had Powerade lined up.
Yeah, but only blue. Only blue.
Then I'm back on the fence. What is this?
Could you give
Stalinist
me a yellow,
Russia?
Let's get a yellow in there.
Yellow? I'll think about
it.
All right,
that's mine.
Yeah.
All right, you got two thumbs up so far. Let's keep it up. What do you got?
Okay, this one's a real one here. We're gonna increase the tax rate on the super rich.
Oh, thumbs down. I don't know why that'd be a great idea. It's going to really cut into my income. What about this podcast, Jordan? You know we rake in billions.
Yeah, I know. We're just going to take a few of those billions.
Okay.
You can live off 1 billion, can't you? Figure it out.
I suppose
we could. The budget, but...
I think you're going to get a thumbs up from most people, but you might meet some opposition that's going to hurt the campaign. I wonder what The Rock thinks about this.
People's elbow. Thumbs up on that one. It's got to be. That's a central tenet. All right, what else you got for us, Jordan?
I got no gerrymandering.
I hate Jerry. That guy's the worst. Never let him back in the country. Revoke his passport.
Yeah. People play games, you know, they draw those lines. So I don't like it. See, what do we
thumbs
got?
Thumbs up on that one. Thumbs up, Dave.
We got
double thumbs. Yeah, double thumbs.
There are a bunch of serious ones here. We got campaign finance reform. It's a complicated one. There's a lot of constitutional issues there.
Thumbs up.
But got to figure out something about that.
We love complicated stuff on the show.
That's it. I don't have a plan other than that. Police violence. It's a problem.
So are you in favor of police violence or against it?
You were talking about running with RoboCop, so it made me wonder.
Dude, if RoboCop uses non-lethal means as much as possible.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. He has a reputation, but...
Yeah, he has a... Well, you know what? He does use lethal means when necessary also, but he tries to use non-lethal means. But yeah, I think it's... Well, both violence against police and police against civilians too. It's just I don't know how you fix that with either better training or more non-lethal alternatives or what, but
so the basic idea is you want less violence for correct. And from police. Thumbs up on that one. I can
against
go with that.
And for whether the president can actually do anything about that is a different question.
But will this affect movie violence? Is this a position against movie theater police violence?
No, this is only real life stuff.
Okay, then I'm okay. Thumbs up.
Just don't touch our movie violence.
Yeah.
Hands off.
If nobody's President. Actually hurt, it's actually fake. So reforms to drug policy, end prison time for users and small time sellers, decriminalization regulation of, non harmful drugs like marijuana. What do you think about that?
Can't wait.
The problem is
420 is a family holiday.
Problem is you got too many people in prison for stuff that's like nonviolent or victimless crimes, and that's just a huge burden on the country and on those folks, and I don't like it.
Thumbs up.
But anyway.
Thumbs up.
Okay.
If you could also like legalize cocaine as a treatment for fatigue, we could really make some. We could really do well there.
Sure. Well, I mean, hey, if it's got medicinal uses, then we should be using it as medicine. But
or what they should do is they should weave this in with the NBA playoffs. We were talking about that earlier, where like each team before the game votes and they have to select one player from the opposing team who receives like heavy doses of amphetamines or barbiturates or something. So there's just one dude who's like a rampaging and like you have to pick one person from the opposite team. And then... So it's like four normals and one like raging berserker every game.
Oh boy.
That's a drug policy reform we could all get behind.
That's just added to your platform, right, Jordan?
Totally, yeah.
Which is essentially the NFL's strategy for the last several years, but let's leave
pretty
it.
Much. Yeah.
It's more than 1 in 5, though. It's
it is. Okay, sorry. Back to your platform.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. So, gun regulations it should be at least as difficult as getting a driver's license.
So, can I tell you a story about how I got my driver's license?
Sure.
I was 15 years old. I lived in the state of Idaho. I'd driven, I think, 20 hours of practice in a driver's ed car and observed for another 20, And then I took a multiple choice quiz and then was issued a driver's license.
Yes.
Well, in Idaho, you can just go buy a gun, though. You don't even need to do that.
So you're recommending that multiple choice quizzes be implemented in Idaho?
At least.
Okay.
And 20 hours of training?
You
got to
start
yes.
somewhere. 20 hours of training, 20 hours of observation, sure.
My first day with the driver's license, I rear-ended another driver.
And that brings me to the other one, I think, gun insurance. Oh, you had car insurance, right?
I probably did, but I was once in an accident in Idaho with someone who didn't.
Oh, boy. See, if you require people to do that, then if something happens with it, then you got to pay for it.
That's a market-based solution I've never considered. Thumbs up.
That's a place to start. Energy policy, climate change. I don't know what you do about it, but you got to do something.
Let's change that climate. Thumbs up. Get on the stump speech and say, come on, people, let's change our climate.
Woohoo! Everybody start a fire right now.
Yeah, people's elbow.
Yeah, burn all your plastic.
Is a Prodigy going to be like your touring band?
We're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
Because I do have some pretty specific plans for that.
Let's get into some of your reach platforms, things that other politicians aren't going to bring to the table.
Term limits for legislative branch. Nobody wants that. Single-payer health care. Some people want that. Okay, this is the most important one probably, is we got to start putting policies in place now to make the Star Trek The Next Generation future the future that we live in. Because that's the best possible future I can imagine for us. That's where we need to head.
I think it's obvious. I don't understand why this isn't happening. Everybody should just be wearing onesies head to toe. Everyone should be matching. We need world peace. And we need to be out there in space.
Is this the one with the guy from Reading Rainbow?
Yes.
Yeah, thumbs up from me then. I don't know anything other than that. But if it's got LeVar Burton in it, then I'm up for it.
Well, the other thing that we need that they have are food replicators. They have learned how to manipulate energy to turn it into any kind of food you want. So, for example, Captain Picard is famous for going to the replicator and saying, tea, Earl Grey, hot, and it appears. Boom.
So he can have any food that he wants, and he requests Earl Grey tea, and they trust him to be the captain of the ship?
Yep.
There's a fundamental flaw right there. Never voting for him.
They also have something called Synthahol, which tastes just like alcohol, but doesn't get you drunk.
Oh, so it takes away the one positive effect of alcohol, but leaves the taste that no one likes?
The point is that they're serving in space. They need to have all their faculties about them at all times, so they can't afford it.
Their altitude is crazy up there. A little alcohol goes a long way.
It's been a huge marketing success, actually, already with O'Doul's. That's just taken over most of the beer markets.
That's true.
We're already there.
So O'Doul's is crucial to your presidential plans. That's what you're saying.
Hey, but could you imagine that, though? Hey, you want to eat a steak? You just say, hey, make me a steak, and they transform energy into steak. Nothing has died, even if you want plants. You have a salad. There's no plant has actually died. It's just energy got transformed into that matter.
Well, huge thumbs up. That's a future I want to live in.
No steak in an O'Doul's. It's so easy to order. Boom. Just go up.
Yep. Could you imagine also if you could eat those foods, they tasted the same, but all the harmful elements were removed from them?
Oh, jeez.
You didn't get any of the deleterious effects, for example, of, say, drinking Kool-Aid, figuratively or literally.
I'm not aware of any ill effects of drinking Kool-Aid. So I'm not following you.
He's a nurse, Jordan. You can't run this pseudoscience past him.
That's right. The next big thing is genetically engineered hobbits.
Oh, huge thumbs up. You know my views about discrete midgets.
Yeah. This probably has to be done through selective breeding and volunteers only. Volunteers only. We're not forcing anyone to do this, but just encouraging with tax breaks and things like that. So all the short people with hairy feet, we want them getting together and having kids. We'll pay for it.
We do have a crucial shortage in discrete midgets. I think this would address that.
We'll also provide housing. You know, we're going to build Hobbiton. And they're going to live there. It's going to be great.
You skipped over one of the more important things. And this is one that I think has been dividing the Fox household, but probably needs to be brought to the nation.
Oh, yeah. Lightsabers. Don't you think we need them?
Crucial. You misspoke there, I think, crucially.
Oh, yeah. Lightsaber. One. Just for me. We don't need more. We need lots of them because we already have the problem with guns. Could you imagine if everybody had lightsabers? It'd just be... Yeesh. You imagine road rage with a lightsaber? Ah, you cut my off, and they cut your car in half.
Wait, so why? How is Rose not in favor of this? What's going on?
Well, she's nervous that I will cut off something, a limb or a head or something. So that's why we also need to work on limb regeneration technology. Or bionics.
There's a steep lightsaber learning curve, as we're about to learn from the next Star Wars movie.
It's true. I don't have the Force, so that's one challenge. But the
issue with limb regeneration is you're using lizard DNA. It'll grow you the arm back, but you can never maintain your sanity, and you'll turn into a lizard monster. So there's a lot of hurdles.
There are a lot of hurdles. So I guess I'd be okay with bionics as well.
Dave, I don't understand. You know? There's a price all of us have to pay for scientific greatness, and if you're not willing to pay it, stay out of the game, you know?
Tell that to Spider-Man and Kurt Connors.
Okay.
Yes. Or just the Wolverine healing factor, you know, something like that.
Jordan, anything in your platform about fashion, clothing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we kind of touched – Dave kind of hit on this earlier with the Star Trek TNG onesies. But I think really what we need to go for is the glittery robes from Bill and Ted. I don't know if you remember when they go to the future.
You don't know if we remember.
They meet the future council. And they're wearing wicked cool sunglasses, and they're wearing those glittery robes, and they got sweet haircuts, right?
In time, we'll be dancing in the street tonight. Yeah, that was a great moment in the movie.
I just think like, well, hey, we should start wearing those now. So first State of the Union, I'm coming out, sweet haircut, sunglasses, glittery robes.
Wow. And the entrance music, who's going to be playing it?
Okay, so this is every State of the Union address. Or maybe everywhere I go, haven't decided yet, depends on the budget, I guess, is going to be my house band. So everywhere, the president is going to have a house band. I don't understand why they don't already have this.
Yeah, you would think Obama would have done it. That guy is cool.
Yeah, I know.
He could have got some real musicians.
Right? Totally. And my house band is going to be called The Cabinet.
Oh,
right? The Cabinet. So I've just spitballing here. I got some people, some musicians here that I've kind of picked out, hopefully to put together this dream team. The Cabinet, the President's House Band. So we got on drums. I haven't decided if we're going to have alternating or two drum sets going at the same time.
Bold.
You know, it's got to be epic. You got to have something that makes it stand out. But I got Antonio Sanchez and Brian Blade. You guys know who these guys are? They're both jazz drummers predominantly.
Yeah, so we're definitely big fans.
Yeah.
Dave and I were just talking about Brian Blade's early releases on Blue Note last week. Antonio Sanchez
just won an Oscar for the soundtrack for Birdman, which was all drums, all drum set. The whole soundtrack's just drum set. And Antonio Sanchez was the drummer for that. He's also the drummer for a guitar player named Pat Metheny.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Pat Metheny.
Yeah. So I've seen him twice. He's amazing. Brian Blade is another jazz drummer. Amazing. He's got his own band. So that's drums. For bass, I've got another kind of a jazz modern bass player, Victor Wooten.
Ooh, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing. Right, is Victor that the guy? Wooten.
What? No, he's not part of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, Wooten. Yeah. He played with like Chick Corea and Return to Forever or something.
This is a crucial sign. If our listeners didn't catch this, that they need to get on the Fox for 2020 bandwagon. You'll notice, everybody, when Jordan began with his cabinet, where he began, the foundation for this race has a solid rhythm section.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Please. You were not like, oh, I think I'm going to start with the trumpet player. No, we started with the core, the bass. He laid a foundation, drums and bass.
Drums and bass. Got to have a sweet rhythm section. It's very jazz-based, very jazz-centric. Why? Because they can play anything.
Just like the president.
Just like the president. That's right. We got auxiliary percussion. Still a part of the rhythm section.
So, three drummers.
Sheila E. Well, she's not playing a drum set. She's going to play ox percussion. So, hand drums, you know, gongs, stuff like
Cowbell.
That. And you know Sheila E. She was associated with Prince.
Oh, Sheila E.
Yeah, Sheila E. She was on Sesame Street.
She played auxiliary percussion on 1999.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's amazing. Amazing drummer. So, we'd have her. For rhythm guitar, I'm gonna reach into a different genre here, and I'm gonna pull up Bill Kelleher from Mastodon.
Oh man, he's probably gonna be your chief of staff as well. The way things are going,
probably. Yeah, heavy.
Is this the guy with the clear flying V guitar, or is that a different guy?
No, this is the other guy. The guy with the clear one, that's Brent Hines. He's their lead guitar player. I that's my spot.
Yeah, he doesn't need a lead guitarist, Dave. He's the friggin' president.
That's right. Got to be in it. Got to throw me a bone and make me look good. So Bill Kelleher, rhythm guitar, pretty good. He could be lead guitar too. He's good enough. But yeah, he's a good guitar player. Got a sweet, what do you call that? Handlebar mustache.
Oh, classic.
And a mullet. Mullet with a rat tail. And a mohawk.
He's like the Stephen Adams of the music world, you're telling us.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Okay, so second lead guitar.
Yeah, finish it up. Let's hear what else you got.
First lead guitar, second lead guitar, Nels Klein, Wilco fame.
Yeah.
Married to the lady from Cibo Matto, right?
That's right, yeah. So she'll probably come once in a while and do synths for us or something.
She'll be like the fourth auxiliary percussionist.
Yeah, play some keys. And then for horns, I got Lenny Pickett and just the whole Saturday Night Live horn section.
Nice.
Those guys are great.
What about that one guy with the ponytail from the 80s? What was his name?
G.E. Smith?
Yeah, is he going to be involved at all?
Or T-Bone, the bass player?
No, G.E. Smith.
Dude, G.E. Smith was like, I wanted to be G.E. Smith when I was a kid. It was like he had the best job. That was like my dream job, to be G.E. Smith. And he was always played cool guitars and always looked like so happy.
Yeah.
Because he was.
His face was stretched painfully tight over his skeleton, though.
Yeah, yeah. He toured. I don't know if he was Hall & Oates guitar player for a long time. He toured with Bob Dylan for a long time. Amazing player. G.E. Smith. Cool guy.
Why don't you put him in as well? Why is he not
sure
in the cabinet?
Yeah, hey, G.E. Smith. Boom, he's in.
Nice.
This
platform is hard to handle.
So are they going to be just playing in the background of every speech you give, news conference? Is just kind of you shouting over?
Yeah, you know how in the State of the Union, the president says like four words and then everybody claps?
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened at mine. I'm going to say like four or five words, and then the band plays. Boom, something.
Nice.
Then something else in the band plays. It's going to be a conversation.
All right, let's finish up the platform. Just give us a few more quick bullet points, and then let's move on. What do you got?
Okay, all right. So the presidential motorcade usually consists of like a bulletproof Cadillac. We're going to switch to the Doof Wagon with the Doof Warrior.
Why didn't you say this first, Jordan? This is much more important than anything we've discussed so far.
Yeah, you got to lead with your strengths.
So that's the traveling motorcade, traveling band. That's, you know, one man. Well, there's drummers too, but so that's what we're going to do. Anyone? So here's a couple of my things that when I talk about the pedantic
and
stuff.
And I got to ask you, Jordan. A lot of people said you've been soft on crime. They said, "Hey, we want a Law and Order president." And I've heard you've got a ready-made response for them.
It's true, right? Let's talk about the crimes that actually hurt people and are and do a lot of damage. And that's when people say that their comment is going to be random, and then they just say something that's tangentially related to the topic you're talking about.
What? Why do people do that? That is not the meaning of random.
No, it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. If you're going to say something random, what you say next ought to just come out as unintelligible gibberish, because that's random. It should just be random sounds. That's random. Blork, malork. And if you do that, re-education camp.
Words have meanings, folks. Jordan Fox is president.
A hamper on a few dinner parties. Up the ante a little bit on these things.
Yeah, well, you know, people need to learn to be accurate.
Yeah, we didn't set
What's
up this whole NSA wiretapping program for nothing, Dave.
That's right. We got
What's
it. Why don't we use it?
Use of the word literally. Like, I'm literally peeing my pants just laughing really hard. Is that similar?
Unless you're actually peeing your pants. Same thing. Re-education camp.
Now, I understand that there's going to be a lot of pant urine inspectors in the new government, and I was wondering if I could apply for a job early.
So the glittery robes will actually have
a built-in sensor.
The fabric will change color if you have peed in your pants. So, you know, like the diapers that have the yellow stripe, it turns blue when the baby is peed. The glittery robes will turn a color. It could be green, pink, I don't know. If that person has peed their pants, the glittery robe will change color.
So then they will know whether they have literally peed their pants or not.
Everyone will know.
That saying covered, Dave.
Done. Yeah. This is real progress, Jordan. This isn't any of this other stuff we've been talking about, hope and change. Yeah. This is real.
You know, the other problem that'll solve is if you've accidentally spilled water on yourself and it's landed on your crotch, people think, you peed your pants. Maybe you didn't. If you just spill water on yourself in the glittery robe, it's not going to change color. People are going to see. He just spilled water.
Yeah, it didn't turn colors.
It didn't turn colors.
Because you're always over-explaining it to the point where people think, like, he really just pee his pants. And now he's over-explaining. Like, obviously he peed his pants.
So do you guys ever do the thing where you pee your pants a little bit? Like, you put it away too early and a little seep through? And then you're like, dang, it's visible. So you just wash your hands and then dry them very sloppily on your pants. What will happen in that situation? So it's like, there's so much water in my pants. Everyone's like, oh, he must have just dried his hands there. It masquerades the pee. What will happen with the robes in that instance?
It just depends on the chemicals. I mean, if you get enough water in there, you might be able to dilute the pee enough that the color change is negligible. But
as long as there's a little hope, I'm okay.
There might be a green dot. I don't know.
Because I have literally...
You're not going to get a lot of dribble on the robe. I mean, you're not tucking back in. You're just pulling the robe up. So you're going to be okay.
Right, but you're not wearing underwear under that.
No.
No.
So
this is the future.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need that.
Yeah, progress means no undergarments.
Well, we got to conserve water, and that's one way to do it, is if you don't have to wash your underwear. Boom.
A big issue that I've heard people talking about, Jordan, are your plans for the Food and Drug Administration, FDA.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of wasted energy here.
It's true. A lot of wasted energy here. Look, all food is organic, right? There's no such thing as inorganic food. Just by definition of the word organic, right?
You're one of those chemistry purists, huh?
Yeah, let's be accurate here. So that's why I suggest that instead of calling it organic food, we use an acronym that I've come up with. The acronym is NMMCP.
How about NMMCP? Kind of an homage to the NAACP.
Sure, as long as we don't get the two confused.
No.
And it just stands for no man-made chemical processes or additives.
Oh, simple.
Which is more accurate. It's more accurate. I don't see how anyone would be against that. There's no opinion. There's no reason to be against that.
So, Jordan, we got to keep moving. Me and Still got together. We came up with four different slogans for you. I'm just going to read them to you quick. I think we got some real winners here. And you just pick which one is your favorite. Jordan Fox, he had like faux, so faux real. Mm-hmm. America needs her eyes fixed. Jordan Fox will have her seen 2020 and 2020.
Oh,
I like that. I like that.
Let's make it 1984 again.
Okay.
That's like a little subtle nod to Reagan and Big Brother all in one.
Or just simply flip the switch.
Flip the switch. Okay, flip the switch. You know, the one that immediately strikes me is that flip the switch one, because I could see a lot of potential for that with the band.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Flip the switch. Something.
But what if G.E. Smith was in the band? He'd want to make it 84 again. I'm telling you what, that guy was like on the top of his game back then. And Sheila E. as well, for that matter. They can't wait to go back to 84.
No, they're all good. I think I should just use them all. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use them all.
Oh, yeah. You're decisive. It's excellent. So a couple more kind of close-up questions. A catalyzing event that got you into politics. What's led you here to where you know that you need to be president in 4 years?
Mainly the final scene of Fast 7 when Dom and Brian are driving together.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
And I'll tell you all about it
when I see you again.
It was great because you guys were each like a second and a half off synchronization from each other. It's going to come out really good in the final mix.
I was trying to sync up with Dave, but he's a little choppy.
I was trying to sync up with Jordan, and I don't know what was happening. I was right on rhythm. You do need a strong rhythm section in your band, or else things are not going to go well.
It's important.
Dave is always on beat. If anyone has ever seen him dance can attest, that guy is like a metronome.
You know, because they're driving and they separate into two paths. Brian's got to go one way. Dom's got to go another. And I thought, sometimes you got to take the split and follow your path. You got to flip the switch, Dave.
Flipping the switch. Finally, we've talked a lot about music. We know this is going to be important to your campaign. What's your song structure? What are you looking at to do at your rallies? I mean, we know you got your band, but every politician plays songs in the background as they walk on stage. What are you going to do?
Obviously, the band's going to be playing some original music. They're going to be jamming. They're going to be playing some jams. The question is, the songs at the rallies, it seems like they always come up because they don't have permission to use the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It always comes up. So I think for me, there are four songs that I think would encompass my campaign. What do you say?
I thought you were about to say I'm only going to play Creative Commons licensed music or something.
That's right. I'm only going to play Creative Commons licensed music
or ragtime released in the 1920s before copyright.
Or stuff whose copyright has expired.
No, that's a forward-thinking campaign.
So only John, only I think actually I don't know if those are expired yet. Sousa's marches, but yeah.
Sousa only and old, Joplin.
Only old stuff.
Yeah. Run us through your four songs because you're going to get a clear a few songs. Let's.
And I'll pay the royalties for that. And you know what? Before I use them, I'll go to the artists if they're still around. I'll say, hey, here's my platform. Can I use your song? And they'll say yes or they'll say no. You know, what's the big deal?
I think what you ought to do is just present them the platform and then they'll ask you.
Yeah.
Can you use my song?
Yeah, yeah. That's a better plan. Get it donated. So the first one is Starship, We Built This City.
Yes.
On rock and roll.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
That just sums it up, right? That's what you need.
Can we just change it to We Built This Country? Can we just do that?
Sure. Why not?
We built our lives.
We built this entire planet.
I don't see why not.
Don't stop there.
The next one.
The universe? Come on, guys. Rock and roll.
Think big. Think big.
Yeah. We built this. And that's it.
Just we built everything.
All of it. We built this everything. Curtis Blow, If I Ruled the World.
Nice.
Some of those words, but that's neither here nor there.
You can do a mashup with Skeelos, you know what, wish.
You know what? I'm not going to change the words. I'm going to leave it. Leave them. Now, this one might be controversial because if I remember correctly, the person that sings this song is actually Canadian, but it's Neil Diamond, Coming to America.
Nice. That's going to get the immigrant vote up for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Come on. I had to look that up right away. Neil Diamond's American.
Oh, he is. Okay, good. Then no worries. He's just the Jewish Elvis. That's probably where I got.
He was born in Brooklyn. Come on.
Oh, don't get more American than that.
Far, we've been traveling far. Without a home. Not without a star.
I've seen you give more than a few inspirational speeches with a song playing in the background, so I fully support it.
It's true. Yeah. And then the final one is from is the Wilco Billy Bragg, where they did all those Woody Guthrie songs, Jesus Christ for President.
It's gonna work out well since you'll be wearing
a robe.
It's
gonna work great. It's gonna work perfectly.
Robe, and that's, long beard, long hair. Yeah,
right. And that's kind of back up if I don't get Lawyer Mike on board. Pretty sure that's not gonna work out, but
we'll tweet him. We'll tweet him a link to the episode.
Yeah, there you go. And that's it. Those are the big ones right now.
Hey, well, we breezed through that. That was just
maybe White Zombie, More Human Than Human for the entrance music.
Sign me up. I'm involved. I want to get involved in the campaign. We love it. We're excited.